Okay, we are holding in Siman Pei Tes, and we're up to Siv Dalad. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hatzami v'haraiv harehim b'chalal chaylim." So we said previously that even though it's asur for a person to eat or to drink before davening, but if a person is a chaylim, if they're doing so letzeruch refua, then it is mutter. And we're saying someone who is thirsty or very hungry is allowed, is considered to be a chaylim. Now, we'll just see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah says v'haraiv harbe. So, you know, often a person wakes up and the person's a little bit hungry, but we mean a person is really very hungry, and it's going to be difficult for them to concentrate. So, if a person is thirsty or very hungry, they're considered to be like a chayla. Now, you might ask, didn't we say previously that anyway, if you're thirsty, you're allowed to drink before davening? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, the last two words on the page, when he says Hatzami v'haraiv, after Ma'yimuta b'lav achilishteis, so anyway you can drink, you don't need any special heter to drink. Nafgamina l'misha ina yachilishteis alibari kana umuchrach lechol ma'at kedemezadavra. The Chum Gadam says we must be speaking about a case. A person's very thirsty, but they're not able to drink if they have an empty stomach, whatever their perhaps medical condition is, and therefore they need to eat for the sake of drinking, so then they are considered to be b'chlal achayla. So again, we said harim b'chlal achayla im yesh b'chayles l'chav and daito yisbalas. If they're able to focus and concentrate, then certainly it's kedai to do so. Im lav, and if not, which is quite fascinating, I mean, you're not able to concentrate. You will not be able to concentrate. Says the Mechaber, Im rotza al yisfal al adjiechel v'yishta. So then you're allowed, if you want, to eat. That means you don't have to eat. Even though by you not eating, you will not be able to focus, you will not be able to concentrate. We don't say you must eat to be able to focus and concentrate. We say, if you're not able to focus and concentrate, you're allowed to eat if you want. So the Mishnah picks up on this. When the yishta mashmashena mechuyuv midakama imrotz imreitza vatam mishum de achshav bizman hazeh balav hachi ein mechavnin kol kach. So we're not so convinced that, you know, this sandwich is going to make it or break it. You know, as far as your kavan is concerned, who knows whether or not you will have kavan anyway, even if you eat. And therefore we don't say you definitely are mechuyev to eat. So let's say a person began to eat before this man. And now it's this man of Alitha Shachar, and the person says, look, I'm not planning on davening so early. I'm planning on davening with Netzachama. I'm planning on davening at 7 o'clock. Or whatever it is. So then the first day says, Tzarach Lahafzik. The second day says, Ein Tzarach Lahafzik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hitzchalecho, Afilo Hayu Behetra. Even if he did so 100% Behetra. Dehainu, Shehaya Yoyisim Yichatzi Shah Ad Alitha Shachar. So he began eating before half an hour, before Alais, the Pesach Hatzisha Asal Haschel Lechol. Within half an hour, you're not supposed to have a Suda. Now, he mentions over here in 34. So, does that mean we're saying within half an hour you're not supposed to eat before Alais? What about on a tiny tzibur? Don't people get up? They make a tanai that I'm planning on eating, you know, before Alais. So do you need to get up, you know, before half an hour, before Alais? So he says, that it's permitted until Alais. On the Kosov again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter ad Alais, shegam sham mutter lahaskol rak ad chatzi shah kedem Alais. Rav Chaim says that even there on a tinus, you are only allowed to eat up until half an hour before Alais. Shetamid mutar lahaskol lechol tzudo rak ad chatzi shah lefnei Alais haShachar. That is the way that Chaim says. I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas Correct. If you want to have more than a kibetza. If you want to have more than a kibetza, which isn't a huge amount. It's not a huge amount. Now, he does quote over here that on a tiny seaboard, perhaps there is more room to be maker all the way up until Alois. And he says it like this. He says, "V'laila shakridim tainis yesh yoyser makam lahakel v'lechol gam pasim azenis kedei sipukei adalei sashachar." And he says, he quotes from the Betzel HaChachma, "Shakeven shakol achilasi hashtehu mishum sheyesh tainis me alei sashachar." The whole reason why he's eating is because kam alei sashachar, I cannot eat. So mitzkar. The whole concern is that, you know, you might end up eating once there's man, you know, once it's time to daven. But here he knows that he has to finish before Alois. So he says perhaps that's a reason to be a bit more makel, which would be, in a sense, more gishmak, because the Shulchan Aruch says later on in Hilchos Tainis that mutter ad Alois. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. We have said over here, if you begin behata, which is before half an hour, before the zman, because within half an hour you're not supposed to start, like we say, ukemishikas for harma in tafration and days legabi lulav, vadin legabi kriyashma diaraitza, vadafke imu oichal yesin kibetza. This is only if you're eating more than a kibetza. Tahavi derech keva. You're having, you know, a similar amount of wine and so on. But less than this, it is permitted until alei sashachar. So less than a kibitza of cake, of bread, is mutter even in the half an hour period. And he says over here in 35, Dechein mutter lecho peirei sumini mesika. Even a large amount of fruit, vegetables you can have in that half an hour period. What about a bowl of cereal? What about a bowl of oats or porridge or something like that? He says, "V'af lechol tavshil mechameshes mine dogon kosev lekamon shemutter." So it seems to be that the main kpeda is pas and pas above a kisnin. It seems to be the main kpeda. Now we had 2 days. So if a person began he began before Alois, then the first day was Tzach Lahafsik. Says the Mishnah Brura, Kusha Oilam with Hashachar. The Abu Gav the Bitfilos Amincha Ein Tzach Lahafsik. Kabbisha Kasef Simon Reish Lamed Beis. So there we said if you began to eat before you daven Mincha, and you're not supposed to begin a Suda Kavua, there we say you don't need to be mafsik. Hachashayni kivin to asmachua akra. Do leseichlu al hadam. Leseichlu kredim shetispallu al dimchem. Tzarech mafsik. So this inyan seems to be more chomor. Now there it's just stamadin the rabbanon. But here, it's nismach on the pasuk of leseichlu al hadam. Ubishin hazoyar kosvu hachreinim shafilu. Kama vachatzeus halayla. After litim kaidim shemis balo. So it's quite an amazing. A person goes to sleep at 8 p.m. and they get up at chatzais. Then they're about to eat. And because of bring the god with dafki kishahaya yashin. The afshar the shtiya shari. Umidina filo yashin mutalech over the shtiya yisim mikomachim nochen nechatkil lizar bezer. Imena mochlach. It's kedai to be machmer if you can. The ayin memach the shekel shekosat the shuvis shav yakiv. Simon Ches Kasa B'Shem Sidra Ari Sharab Chaim Vital Atzmei Kishay Cholosh Liboy Ochal Eishasa Eze Dover Lechaze Gufay Vele Osakim Lechol Lemales Tavos Ein Sham. So Rav Chaim Vital, when he was weak, he would eat. And so when Abhai Adam Kasav Gamken Dakam Kodem Or Hayoim Vele Becholosh Al Yedei Zemes Vakal Milimudei Mutalechol. So if a person is getting up at night, one can be vehicle to eat. Again, the best thing is to make a tnai, to say that you're planning on eating, but certainly want there's room for a person to be mako. So again, the first day I said you are supposed to be mafsik. You're supposed to be mafsik. And we said it means you need to be masik at Amud HaShachar. If you look at the first Bir Halach on the page, Tzach LaHafsik, Hainu Kishoil Amud HaShachar. That's what we said in the Mishnah Berurah. Gen Kasva Rosh, Ayin Lekamon, in Reish Lamedei, Dim Hiskel Lechol Besei Chatzi Shosh, Shekidim Tzeis. There we say, if you began to have a sandwich, let's say you start to have a Suda in the half an hour period before Nacht. It's not pshat that we say, well, when tzeis comes, you have to stop. You actually have to stop now. So let's say nacht is at 8 p.m. At 7:45, you start to dig into a couple of sandwiches. Someone says, hey, it's half an hour before tzeis. So there we say, you need to stop immediately. Not that when tzeis comes, you have to stop. So here we're saying, you stop only come Amud HaShachar. And there we see you have to stop immediately. Perhaps we should say the same thing over here. That's what that's the question in which he deals with, which is an interesting shaila. Let's move on to the next mishnah. We said the yeshim and she'enid tzarich, but you don't need to stop. So again, you started to eat within half an hour of Amud HaShachar. You started to have some sandwiches. The second there says that you do not need to stop. What should you do? You should say Kriya Shema without the brachot. Should birchaseh hem midivrei seferim. Ola ach sheyigmar yikra Kriya Shema im birchaseh yisfalo. Then you should say Kriya Shema again with the brachot. Because vachreinim sheikar kesvara harishena. Now, very interesting. We know. I mean, what's the way it's presented? Hischa lechol kedem alayis hashachar tzorach lahafsik v'yesh emrim. So it's a stam and yesh emrim. So as per the klal in the Shulchan Aruch, that we go with the stam, the svar rishena. The beirach birkas hamazon v'aisik b'shtia tzorach lahafsik l'divra kol. Meaning, once you have benched and you're no longer within your meal, and now you just want to start to have, you know, glasses of beer or what have you, then everyone says you have to stop. We said according to the second day, you don't need to stop, but what you do need to do is come Amud HaShachar, you need to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because it's the Araisa. So he points out over here, for the same reason, so the same zman of Misha Yakir, which is a Mechayev for Kriya Shema, is a Mechayev for Tefillin also. So, you know, quite interesting why the other Achronim didn't mention Tefillin, but he says you need to stop for Tefillin also. Good. Vav. Otzer lilmud, afilu lilmud asim shegia zman tefila. Very interesting. So once the zman of tefila has come, you are not supposed to be learning. So this is someone who learns in one place and daven somewhere else. Why? So it's just an amazing, you see from this halacha, kind of, you know, what Talmud Torah is. You know, someone is learning, and they're learning, you know, from the time of Amud HaShachar. And the concern is, if you're learning in the Beis Medrash at the time of Amud HaShachar, you must stop. Because the concern is, otherwise you will be so engrossed in your learning that for the next 4 hours, you're going to be so orangutan in the sugya, you're going to forget, and you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema Utfila. And it's going to take you through 4 hours into the day. You're not going to be thinking. That's what he says. Amazing. The amazing thing is what a mechayev this stiffness in Shulchan Aruch as to how a person is supposed to approach Talmud Torah. Igal meichas dilma mitrid the girsay the yavur zman kriyish ma utfila avomisha ragil leilich lebeis hakneses mutter. But if a person goes to shul and that's where they daven, so they can learn beforehand, if he's teaching others, so if you're teaching others, then there's also a hetter to continue to teach others. Let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lilmud also wrote to him, Lahaschel Lilmud Avim Kvar Hischel, Afilo Achashigi Azman, Shuvani Pesik, Im Yishaer Le Shahos, Achakach Mithfalo, Bizman Tfila. So here we're much more makel if you began to learn. As long as there's time to daven, you don't need to stop. So fascinating. If you started to learn when there are those who say that you should say Kriyashma first, and there are those who are Mekel, the Magen Avraham, who is Mekel even for that. Im Leisha Yareshi Avrazman. Finally, come on to Simon Kuvav b'Pir Halacha. Now we said once Tigiyas Mantfila, Haynu Misha Alam Uda Shaka, Avakodim Uzer Muta Afil Lahatzcho. You can begin to learn. Ukeshehiskom Emela Shovini Pesik Imleishi Yareishi Avrezman. So if a person began learning before Amud HaShachar, you don't need to stop, unless the concern is that you will miss the zman. And there are those who are even more make, and they say even after Amud HaShachar, it's not the time to daven lechatchila at Amud HaShachar, as we mentioned. One is supposed to wait for Netzach Amo. So there are those who say that even after Amud HaShachar, you can start to learn lechatchila, no issue whatsoever. Now we said Bebeis Midrashi Ratzlema Biyachidus. So we said the concern is he is learning in his study, in his Bebeis Midrash Biyachidus. Im Regilim Tzibor Letast, if he loves Sham, Gambeza Mutter, Devada Yaskiru Kishiyavoyu. If you're learning in a group in a Bebeis Midrash, in early morning Kailah, there's no concern that everyone's going to miss the Zman Tzviva. We said the concern is. Dilma Mitrid Begir say, Ein Mechayadim Shekasa Dafilo Yeshli Shir Kavua Mashalemed, the Lekalamechash Kolkach Shemi Mashavalimud. I mean, he learns, a set amount, and it's unlikely that it's going to go on for ages and ages. Afilo Achi, we say it's author. Rechimishu Bederech Eidar Beyishuv, someone who is traveling, or he lives in a little village, Afilo Bekaitz, even in the summer. Ideally, daven at the same time with the tzibam. So you should try and daven early, so that you don't miss out on your kfis. Nowadays, when the travelers are not learning, it's better to wait for the time that the tzibur davens. If it's going to cause you to miss the right zman of zman kriyishma, when we call shekain the bekilas gedeles mispalim take it kasher ayoyim veimkain laolam hu b'shasha tzibur mispalim. Ad kama shaynei bila tamtam ve'ishim bevarach ala tefillin sheye yochel lahakas chaveir bericha da'odam sekmish kazav lamal. So bottom line, what we are saying, I think what they say is that nowadays people do have a kvias. Often people learn before davening, and certainly if you learn the havrusa, certainly if you learn in a shul where they're going to have minyanim, certainly if you learn in a group with a shir, then there's less concern that a person might be so engrossed in their learning. You know, and if your wife is going to wake you, is going to tell you you need to take the kids to school, and anytime there's some type of a shmira, then we're much more makel. And as we mentioned, even if a person began to learn at a zman when technically they shouldn't, they were learning in their study by themselves and so on, they still don't need to stop so long as there is time to daven. We said Aviyavah. The concern was that maybe Aviyavah is man kriyashma. The im amar lechaveri she'en elaymeid shemitard begirs the yaskirenu shleyavah is man matalumid. So there's the concept of a shemer. Yeah, a person knows that when they get into the sugya, they get so engrossed in the sugya. So there's the concept of being the man a shemer, someone who is not learning themselves. And maybe an alarm clock would work for that also. And we said if a person is malami lachirim, padafke im lo yaver kriyishma al yideza. So we said yes, the schus of the rabbim of Talmud Torah allows you, but this is providing that you don't miss save zman kriyishma. Tim yori she yaver zman mechuyev lekrisa mikoidem kaven shekvar higia zman v'kamei shechachti l'kaman v'simen kovav. So yes, there's a little bit more leniency for a malamed, providing that a person does not miss saves man kriyashma. Zayin, we say mutter l'stamper l'konis l'merchot samach l'shachris. A person is allowed to go to the base of merchot, and they're allowed even to be mistaper. So he goes to el samach l'mincha shu dav ramatz. The gzeira, which the Gemara mentions in Masechet Shabbos, is only samach l'mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah l'stamper. Dafka samach l'shachar, zaynu kodem sh'alamud ha'shachar, ava mi sh'alamud ha'shachar, gam ken aser, that is also aser. Kasar prima gadim, the din, ubursaki v'suda, having a din teirah, or a tanner, or a suda aser samach l'shachar, it's going to be samach l'mincha, those things apply, and it applies before shachris. Ein le'el v'simen, ein be'alach ha'valik nistach, v'suda b'av shabbos, kedem tefila shari, techefsi shemayim heima, so to go to the shop and buy challahs and so on before shachar, is that you can do. Now what seems to come out of this halacha is that samuch l'shachris is a heter to bathe. Mashma, once it's a year's man shachris, you're not allowed to. Now he mentions over in 42, u'le'inyin rechitza im sabon b'meklachat k'idim matzvilo, can you take a shower before davening? Kasev v'shut shevet ha'levi sabon. Those who have a shower before davening, so here he's speaking about a person who's going to the mikvah. So you, before you go to the mikvah, you shower, that's fine. Anyway, the shower, it's not a proper rechitza. To have a long shower, that you should not do. He quotes from Rav Yashiv, "She'ein lechitz is kol guf v'lifnei hatfila, achim rechitz is guf v'bishvil hatfila b'mikvah." That's fine if you have a shower. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who says, "Ulay afshel hakel lasis miklachas gam l'lei tfila." So comes along with Shlomo Zalman, says you can shower even if you're not going to the mikvah. Arbli sabon, but without soap. Umisha koshle loyles babli rechitza. What about if a person says, I need to shower to wake myself up in the morning, otherwise I don't feel fresh? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Misha koshle babli rechitza, mutale leskalech kredim atfila, you can. He quotes from others who say, Shemutarechitz gamas panagat viraglov. You know, what I sometimes tell people is, you know, a quick shower. A quick wake-up shower, you know, you can do, but a nice, long luxury shower and so on, that you're not supposed to do. Again, that's kind of a bechina of like taking care of your body and your needs. And before you're mispalal dimchem, you shouldn't be doing things to indulge. But if it's a quick shower to wake yourself up, then that is something which can do. And I think especially nowadays when it's become that much more common. Okay, we will, as Hashem, finish the sermon tomorrow. No.